Welcome to the Esports Business Network podcast. I'm your host, Trent Knox. I'm the founder and CEO of Esports Business Network. This is EBN podcast number 28. Our guest is Chris Goines, the founder and CEO of Loudstream Media. Chris is an industry professional and entrepreneur that I met on the platform Clubhouse. After having an insightful conversation about what her platform is bringing to the online virtual festival space, I had to have her on to discuss what she's doing. In this episode, we talk about how she's discovered the platform to form Loudstream Media and what to expect from upcoming festival Loudstream NOLA. We talk about how she plans to incorporate gaming and esports into her virtual festival circuit and how the partnerships and technology will revolutionize the way we attend festivals. She aims to bring another level of mixed reality to the entertainment industry. Enjoy.
This is the future. Evolution. This is the future.
Hey, y'all, it's Trent Knox back with another episode of the Esports Business Network podcast. Today, we're doing something really unique. We are utilizing Clubhouse as our audio platform for recording this podcast. And I have a special guest from my time spent on Clubhouse, networking and meeting people that are entrepreneurial in the esports and gaming space, Chris Goines of Loudstream NOLA. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Trent.
Hey, Chris, you know what? It was fun trying to figure out what will work, and I think this is going to work. So let's get into it and talk about, Chris, how did you learn about gaming?
So it definitely is humble beginnings for me. You know, we kind of talked about this offwards, but, you know, I am not a huge gamer. I definitely have very fond memories of playing like Sonic the Hedgehog and things like that. So in recent things that I'm doing really brought me back to gaming as far as the community. So I've learned that, you know, with everything that's going on with COVID and these children not being able to have some things to do, it's actually giving me an opportunity to work with the youth and get back into gaming and giving them something positive to do during this time.
Yeah, so gaming is growing in the United States, and I really haven't talked about it from this perspective, but esports and gaming is growing internationally. And I think one of the great things that your service is going to bring is tying and bringing those people together from around the world, and also adding a little bit of culture from Louisiana and New Orleans.
Absolutely. So, you know, one thing about it is my company is called Loudstream for a reason, right? Loud is definitely talking about the culture. Everything that has to do with New Orleans is loud, from the flavor of the foods to the culture and how we just do things. So I am super excited to be in these spaces.
So actually, I was fortunate enough to be in the room when you pitched this idea to Joel, or as most people know him, Deadmau5. So talk about how you're approaching influencers in order to get involved with Loudstream NOLA.
So, you know, the main thing is, and that was just an amazing moment, right? To even be able to speak to someone of his caliber about my company. More so of, you know, I go in these situations with honesty. I tell them about my passion. Like this company is definitely a love letter to New Orleans. It's something that is going to curate amazing things. It's going to be able to be a liaison with artists of all cultures, from graffiti artists to gamers to podcasts to everything. So it's also something that is very innovative. So I think I just go in it with the same mindset of, you know, this is something that's needed, and I'm just being a vessel to make this thing happen.
Yeah, very cool. And so what's your backstory? I know we talked a little bit off air about growing up in New Orleans, but you moved to Chicago and spent most of your adulthood, or your teenage years and your adulthood there.
So basically, my mother married my stepfather right before I started high school. And that was like the worst thing ever, right? Because I'm from the South it's cold there. It's not fun. So I moved there, went to high school out there. Actually went to school with Shannon Brown, who's a basketball player, actually a couple of people. And Doc Rivers was my coach at that time. And then as soon as I could, I moved back home because New Orleans has always been home to me. Like, I grew up there. You know, my grandparents are there. You know, that is definitely... you know, New Orleans is definitely home for me. It's just a different energy here. So, and then I come from a background of advertisement and marketing in my, you know, adult life. And that's how I wound up starting Loudstream, because I saw a need for, you know, entertainment and artists to come together, on a platform where, you know, it's safe, you know, it's definitely something that's innovative and, you know, we're making a difference. So those are things that I'm definitely excited about doing.
Yeah, awesome. And so, did I hear you right? You had a little bit of traditional sports background from high school and college?
I did. So, you know, everybody knows who Doc Rivers is. He was actually my track coach a long time ago, when my knees were still good. Doc is now, I think he's the head coach of the Lakers. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Yeah. So, you know, I knew Shannon Brown when he was in his heyday. I know a couple of people that are now athletes, which actually helps with, you know, my community service. So when we were talking to these kids about gaming, it's always cool to have somebody that's in the NBA or in the NFL to actually come and talk to these kids. So it's always dope to kind of reach back to my roots to make this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk a little bit about the Loudstream platform. How can people, what are people to expect from the Loudstream platform?
Oh my goodness, just all kind of fun stuff. So the thing about it is Loudstream, if you ever go on it, loudstreamnola.com, it kind of reminds you of House of Blues website. It's very, you know, organic. For the first page, if you go on Loudstream, there will be our vendors. So the dope thing about Loudstream festivals is that we're actually going to incorporate food and liquor. I mean, that's the things that everybody loves about festivals, right? So you're actually able to pre-order food. You're actually able to order the liquor that is being sponsored for that particular event. And a new feature, I'm actually in the process of talking to somebody about VR, virtual reality, eventually incorporating glasses or some type of VR in these experiences. We also have the speakers and the projectors. So it's all exciting stuff that's happening.
So what sort of events can you expect to see on the upcoming event on the 13th?
So it's actually the 15th.
15th, sorry.
No, it's all good. It's Mardi Gras season here in New Orleans. And for the first time in the history of Mardi Gras, we don't have floats. Like, it's crazy. So with the event that I'm throwing for Mardi Gras, it's going to be a star-studded. We're going to have Manny Fresh. We're going to have Juvenile, you know, these old school New Orleans hip-hop artists. But we're also, I'm actually working with someone to actually have an amazing surprise guest. You guys can hear it first. It's going to be Snoop Dogg. So I'm super excited. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, just getting a little bit of flavor from New Orleans right at home.
Very cool. And so how are we going to incorporate gaming into Loudstream NOLA?
So Loudstream NOLA is the actual festival site. And I also have another part of my company called Loudstream Media. It's a monthly subscription-based platform. And I'm actually curating a channel just for gamers. So once we get these tournaments going, these teams going, you can actually tune in to watch these tournaments or actually be able to stream and play on Loudstream. So yeah, that's going to be cool. I'm so excited.
So is the site similar to like a webinar kind of thing / like Twitch? Is that sort of like the feeling of the website?
Yeah, kind of. The awesome thing is working with Deadmau5, right? He actually created a streaming platform that he's actually integrating onto Loudstream. And the dope thing about his streaming platform or his plugin is that the audio is a lot better. So a lot of things is that people were, you know, worried about the pixels and how it looks. But the thing about it with this particular platform, it's going to be audio increase. So that's definitely going to be something that's cool. That with the gamers. Like I said, we're definitely going to do tournaments. We got other things coming. A lot of surprise. I don't want to give it all today, but there's a lot of things that we're going to be doing in the gaming community. Also, we're in the process of talking to the Senate, because what I've learned in actually talking to educators is when they incorporate gaming, kids actually have a better development and better understanding of what's going on. So we're actually going to take this all the way to Senate, because our new First Lady is an educator, and I think this is something that can actually change how education is done in this country. So yeah, we're making moves.
Yeah, that's really cool. We don't talk about that a lot on this podcast, but the gamification of education is incredibly important to what I believe in, and I know that's a little bit of like what we're trying to accomplish with EBN. As far as the platform, we're looking to help people who are graduating from high school, graduating from junior college or university, or even in the career transitioning stage, to be able to meet with the right people to get them an opportunity in the industry. A lot of the stuff that we've seen is geared towards, companies that are kind of mass broadcasting these roles, but they're not able to kind of pick and choose the top caliber people. So we're looking to like help entrepreneurs and freelancers and independent contractors showcase their skill set so that companies can come onto the website and find the right candidate for their opportunity.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. And so like it, I would love to get involved with Loudstream, and you know, it's great to have you on the podcast. Let's talk a little bit more about, how is the music potentially going to integrate with the gaming? Are you seeing like a world on Loudstream where like you can help the streamers with the DMCA strikes that are going on Twitch?
I think this can be like, I think there's no ceilings to this, right? Travis Scott showed how you can actually incorporate gaming with a concert. I want to be able to use this for political reasons, you know. Also, with everything that we're doing with Loudstream, this was something that was needed before, right? This was something that COVID kind of put on the forefront as far as exclusion in concerts. So people who have audio issues or have sensory issues or have PTSD or have these health issues way before COVID now are able to do these things. And now with the help of virtual reality, they actually can see and feel and taste. And I mean, yeah, even taste some of these dope things and these concert and things that you normally would get in a concert setting. And I think gaming, I mean, we couldn't do it without gaming. We couldn't do this without this particular type of technology. And I'm looking forward to seeing what other dope things that we're going to create as this grows and as this becomes more of a normality in our new world.
Yeah, let's go back and talk about that a little bit. It's something I have a question about. How do event attendees, how are they able to get those food and beverages things? Are you working with some partners to do that delivery service?
Yes. So what it's going to be is on the front page of my website, you'll see there'll be links to each vendor that is a part of this particular concert. So it'll be different vendors every time. And as it grows and as it expands, it will be a bigger catalog. So more so directly in the area that you're in. So with this one being in New Orleans, first you're going to see a lot of different New Orleans cuisines, which is amazing. And you can tap. And then once you do that, you can actually pre-order it via waiter service, Uber, whatever, and have that food delivered to you prior to the concert.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So with the delivery service, it's going to be mostly in the New Orleans area.
Yes. As right now, like okay. As we expand, it's going to definitely be, I'm looking for Bay Area. I'm looking for everywhere, mm-hmm. But it's also an amazing thing to have because, eventually the world's going to open back up and you're going to think about, man, that gumbo looked really good on Loudstream. So I can't wait to get to New Orleans and try it. So it's actually helping with the tourism throughout the world, because eventually it's going to be a situation where I'm able to incorporate you'll be able to put a zip code in or whatever, wherever you're at, and then be able to order the food in that area to for that particular concert. So it's definitely something that's innovative. I'm excited to see how it is. I'm actually excited for people to see how amazing the foods are in these different areas. And yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, let's go back and talk a little bit about Deadmau5's platform. So it's high fidelity audio. Am I getting that correctly?
That is correct.
So why would someone want high fidelity audio? Maybe for those people who are unfamiliar with what that is.
So high fidelity audio is something that you want to be able to feel like you're at these concerts, right? It's one thing to actually be listening to it from a regular TV, but you want to be able to feel like you're actually there. It's crisper, it's clearer, it's more of a reality sounding sound that you'll hear from it. So it gives you a better product when it comes down to just to streaming, period. So it's definitely something we're going to incorporate with the gaming tournaments and other things that we're using as well.
That's really cool. And so with that being said, how does that incorporate into the virtual reality you were talking about? What are people going to be able to view, and are there going to be multiple stages? How does this work?
So this is something that's very new developing. Before it was just you guys can rent speakers and projectors. Now I'm in the process of developing VR. This is something that's not going to be available for this first concert, but up to probably by summer we'll be able to really incorporate the VR and the sound and the audio. So you're asking about the platform. So with this platform and VR, you're actually going to feel and hear I think with the particular VR we're going to be using, it's going to vibrate. You're going to be able to feel certain things as well. Down here we dance in the street. That's what New Orleans does. We have second line groups, and you'll be able to feel like you're a part of that. And there's so much more as far as our culture besides Mardi Gras and Bourbon Street. So I'm just excited to people to be able to experience this in like real time.
Very cool. So let's talk about that. I think we're getting a little clearer on the projection and the speakers.
Yeah.
So who's going to be facilitating, providing those speakers and those projectors for viewing the festival?
So we're actually, we haven't solidified. It's actually two different companies that we're working with as of right now. It will be announced before the concert.
Cool. And so what I can expect is, what sort of hardware does someone need in order to be able to consume the festival? Do they need a certain internet speed? Do they need a type of computer? Can they do it on their phone? How does it work?
So we actually will be doing, we're developing an app, so you'll be able to watch it on your phone, or you can watch it on any smart device, smart TV. Same difference. If you guys are familiar with Versus, it works the same way. It's just going to be a lot bigger without the words, a lot clearer as far as sound. And like I said, now we're in the process of incorporating this VR. So you will be able to, it's a pay-per-view situation. You will be able to order your pre-order your tickets. You can actually do, we're actually doing VIP as well. So with the VIP, you'll actually be able to, after the artist gets off the stage, just like any other VIP lounge or VIP experience with a festival or concert, you'll be able to talk to them, similar to like a Zoom, but you'll actually be able to interact with that particular artist for a few minutes, maybe like 30 minutes after the concert. So that's another awesome feature that Loudstream is implementing as well.
Wow, I didn't even notice that. I didn't even know that. I didn't know that was a part of the experience. So when someone gets on the platform and they're able to consume the visuals and the audio, and they can, have that realism and that feedback, that's going to be a really, powerful movement, because we haven't seen that anywhere else.
Right. It's definitely something that's innovative. And I'm just, very humbled that, my platform is being able to show this to the world, because I'm hoping that after this Loudstream is basically the blueprint of how this is going to be. My major goal is that Loudstream becomes a hybrid or a second way of actually concerting. So you'll be able to go to Coachella or you'll be able to log on to a Loudstream to be able to watch and experience these same things if you were there.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always wondered if this was going to be something that was developed. You mentioned the backstage experience, yes. And that experience, I feel like hasn't ever been really implemented well. And I really hope for the best for this platform to be that first one to take that leap and make it happen. I wonder, are you also going to eventually include like a silent disco?
Oh, absolutely. So I'm definitely getting some of these DJs involved. We definitely want to have after parties because, I mean, that's normal, right? So we're definitely going to be working on trying to get some silent discos or some silent parties popping too, for sure.
So this wouldn't be the Esports Business Network podcast if I didn't ask you, what do you foresee this platform doing for esports?
I think this can be something that's extremely innovative. Like right now, I know gaming has been making leaps and bounds as far as like gaming experience. But I think with the help of Loudstream, people can actually feel like they're actually, you know, doing sports and now also being able to do it where we're involving music. You know, eventually I want to be able to have like an art gallery where you're able to maybe play games and also learn about Picasso in the same, like something really crazy. So I think Loudstream, it's going to be the endless possibilities where we can go from here.
So now that you mentioned that, do you foresee Loudstream becoming a offline festival as well?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. Like I said before, I would love to be just the provider of, you know, those cameras in these spaces to give them a second way of concerting. But I also know that there's things that we're doing as well with Loudstream. We're doing something called the Loud Tour. It'll be something with tours, with colleges, HBCUs, and where we're actually talking about financing, we're talking about gaming, we're talking about all these different career paths that now people are now learning about it was kind of taboo to be a gamer at one point coming out of college. So now we're actually going to be doing college tours, talking about music, of course, and talking about gaming, but also finances. So it's going to be a wild ride. I will say that.
Very cool. And I want to loop back and ask you another question. Are you going to be incorporating fashion?
Yes, I definitely am. So it's funny you said that. I actually was talking to someone, not necessarily fashion, but art. I have a good friend of mine. His name is Edwin LaCroix. He is an artist out of Nigeria. And quick story, he actually was able to get his artwork into Tina Knowles, which is Beyonce's mom's hand. And Beyonce actually has his artwork of her. So we're actually in the process of doing a virtual art gallery out in Nigeria. Probably by the summer, we'll be able to get everything situated. But yeah, it's definitely something that is in the works.
That's amazing. The way that, you know, everything is becoming so global and being able to network with people over the internet and get to your favorite artists and have that sort of intimate experience is amazing. It's just the way that the world is innovating is just outstanding. And so with that being said, are you looking for any investors or potential sponsors to get involved with Loudstream?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a big thing. This is a big monster to climb or big mountain to climb. So I'm definitely looking for investors and advertising spaces and sponsorship. And another thing I want to say, no business is too small. That's one of the things that I am glorifying on my platform. Like these particular vendors are not like big franchise vendors. These are mom and pop stores. These are like the criminal club. Creme de la creme of like what New Orleans is as far as cuisine. And I definitely emphasize that, yes, we're working with all size businesses as far as that as well.
So you're talking about vendors. Is there going to be a external area where people can just browse the vendors and check out what they have to offer?
Yes, we are going to create a catalog. So it would probably be like a landing page with these particular catalogs. Like my vision is to have a catalog for each, like you'll be able to put the zip code at the top and it'll just pull up the catalog of the vendors that we're working with in that particular state or country.
I see. Okay. So when it comes to like getting partners on board, sponsors and investors, is there a certain thing that you might be looking for when it comes to making that that right situation for the festival? Are you looking for, or do you have, I should ask if you have a, like a deck or something, a presentation that people can look at?
Yes, I definitely have a deck. You guys can reach me at loudstreamnola at Gmail if you have any questions, and my DM is always open. But yes, I definitely have a deck. We're actually working with a couple of different sponsors as of right now, so they definitely have my deck in their hands. And any other information that needs to be provided, I don't mind, whatever they need.
Very cool. Very cool. And I you know, I was able to be in a clubhouse with you yesterday, and I had one of my good, actually a previous guest on the show and also a good friend of mine, Johnny, come onto the, Johnny, I forget what his last name is, but, Johnny came onto the show and spoke with you, and he's a tournament organizer. How can tournament organizers get involved with Loudstream?
So definitely reach out to me via email or DM. Right now, I have my hands full. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. A lot of people have contacted me in regards to Loudstream being that second waiver, as I explained, that second pair of eyes as far as concert going. But bear with me. Like I said, you guys can connect to me via email or my DM as well.
Very cool. And so last but not least, with everything that's going on in the world, how do you think that this is going to bring people together?
I think this is going to bring a sense of normality back, whatever the new quote unquote new normal is. I believe that eventually when the world opens back up, there will still be space for Loudstream because of the fact that, you know, people are now unfortunately going to have health issues because of COVID, and now still want to be able to be a part of concerts, et cetera, et cetera. So I definitely look forward to seeing where this company goes and grows, and you know, it's endless possibilities.
Very cool. And I look forward to how gaming and esports gets incorporated into the festivals and onto the platform.
Absolutely.
Before I let you go, do you have anything that you would like to promote, or how can people get tickets to this upcoming event?
So the artist will be announcing it soon as far as when everything is going to drop. Like I said, it's February 15th. You guys are hearing it exclusively here. But it will be pre-sale tickets going on sale probably February 12th. You will be able to go on the website, just click, and you'll see everything that you can do a la carte. Like I said, you order food or the VIP packages, everything will be on loudstreamnola.com.
Awesome. And how can they follow you on social media?
Loudstreamnola on Instagram or Loudstream Media.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And to all the listeners, this has been Loudstream NOLA with our guest, Chris Goines. Thank you very much for listening.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, y'all. It's Trent Knox, founder and CEO of Esports Business Network. I want to say thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're finding value in the podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you share the podcast to your network and write a positive review on your preferred podcast platform. If you're feeling extra generous, feel free to make a contribution to our working capital accounts on Cash App or PayPal. Our username is ESPORTSBIZNET. That's Esports BizNet on both platforms. As always, we'd love for you to join our community and platform at https://www.ebn.gg. You can take advantage of a free subscription to our bronze membership by following the directions on the homepage. Part of the bronze membership is access to our Discord server and private membership channels. The conversation only evolves with participation from esports entrepreneurs like yourself. We need to hear about your esports business to understand how we can move the industry forward as a community. You can also join the community by joining the Facebook and LinkedIn groups. An additional goal of EBN is to move the conversation forward on your preferred social media platform, So as a last note, don't forget to follow us on social media for current events, news, and other esports related topics. Follow and subscribe to Esports Business Network on social media. Looking forward to networking with you very soon.